רש"י שתרצו, וידעה בהשם, אמרו שלאימו, שלח לכו הנושר, יסו לסרץ כנען, שאני לא יסד עובדי ישראל, קודש פור, הוא סר סנטפורט ומן, אני שביסו לסרץ כנען, שאני לא יסד עובדי ישראל, ישאחו, ישאחו למטה, אבו יסוף, שלוחו כל נוסי בהם. רבי נוסי, everybody knows the, we know the famous Indian of the Meraglim, the story of the Meraglim, which is very, very, one of the saddest stories that in the Chumash, that came out from the Chet HaMeraglim, I saw with Ligzar, the 40 years to stay in the desert, the difference in what it made in the history of Klal Yisrael. So many people had to be nifter, and all came from what seems to be that the Meraglim went to see Eretz Yisrael, and they toured it, they went through it, and they saw that the Gantz Yisrael, and they came out that they weren't Roy, they weren't Roy, or they didn't think that was able to conquer it. It was an evaluation according to their knowledge, and everything of Peter Pesukim seemed, they said MS. They said, Tak, we saw giants there, saw people burying people, saw the whole matzah over there was different, the grapes, everything was different, different type of climate, different type of atmosphere, different type of land, they weren't used to it, and it could be, it'll have effect on them. Everything they said seems to be that they said only MS, they didn't say any sheker. And yet, the Meraglim came out and they caused the biggest calamity, the most serious tragedy that ever was maybe in the history of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael were destined to go into the Midbar 40 years. What's going on exactly? Did they not see the truth? Did they not say over what they saw Amistik? What's going on? Secondly, we have to understand a very interesting thing, Rabbosai. There were two of the Meraglim, as we know, who did not join up, did not fall into the trap. Everybody knows what Kalev ben Yefuna and Yehoshua ben Nun. They were two of the spies that did not succumb to this Nisayon, did not succumb to this terrible thing that happened. If we look, Rabbi, we know there were two, and Chazal tells us there were two different ways how each of them were successful or were able to withstand it, come across. There were two lechor separate ways. As we know, Moshe took care of his Talmud, Yeshua, and the other one was Kalev. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he went to Maras HaMachpelah, he took the first Eged bus, and he went to Maras HaMachpelah, and he laid across the Kfarim of the Ovis HaKdoshim, and he talked to HaKadosh Baruch. But if you look more carefully, Rabbi Yisrael, if you see, you analyze a little more carefully, Be'etzem, this year came to me, hit me this way, yo, Be'etzem, you think about it carefully, L'chor, it's the same way they both were saved. How were they both saved? What was the common denominator of both being saved? The common denominator was tefillah. How do we see that? Because Kali went over there to Okivya Ovis. The stomach, he went there. Not, he was married already, so he had to go for a shidduch. I leave a sitter over there. That you only do it on Mukha. With your phone number and all your resume. Camp Simcha. 2008. And because Kali went to Vajamar Samachpel to the Mokhmo Ovis to David. And also Yoshua went. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yoshua. Call Yoshiacha, his battle all of. Call Yoshiacha v'yatzas l'rabbi. So we see the antidote, or the koyach through which Yoshua and Kol was saved, was the koyach of tefillah. Vosef is, that's the antidote k'neged v'chet ha'meragel. Third, we see the koyach of Kolev, the Yahas, the Pesuk says later on, Vayahas Kolev, he quieted them down. They all thought the whole time Kolev was going along with them. He quieted them down. He said, Olo inale, v'yorashnu oiso, ki yocho nuchal lo. We can be successful. Zok Rashi, Olo inale afilu v'ashamayim. Even if it was in heaven. Who I'm asu sulah Hashem says go up to heaven, build ladders for asu shom natsliach b'chol devarav. We'll be successful in everything we do. Natsliach b'chol devarav. We'll be successful in everything we do. So says Rashi. So Mikolayev says a tremendous zach over here when everybody's talking about how they're going to fall, how they're not going to be successful. Now there are giants there. These people are mamish, not shayich. Giants, cowering over people. They said that we look to them, in their eyes we look kachagovim, like grasshoppers. That's how small we were compared to these giants. It's not shayich, we can conquer them. And says Yoshua, the Chori says something, no, we can go up, holy nala, v'yorashna, we can inherit the land. So Rashi, even he tells us to go up to Shemayim, even he tells us to go to heaven now. We'd be successful. We'd build ladders, and we'd go up, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we'd be Matzliach. It's not the same thing that we're talking about. We're talking about this, he says, yeah, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to go up to Shemayim, we'd be Shemayim. What's Kali's point over here? So I want to say, Rabbi Yisai, you saw that Dvorim. The Chet HaMeraglu, Rabbi Yisai. According to the Rasil Shisham, Torah tells us a very important Yisoy. Why? What brought about the Chet HaMeraglu? This is a side shmooze, Rabbi Yisai, not for now. It's a different shmooze that many times a person, things go on in a person's life. It doesn't realize what's the source. What's the source of why he's doing something in his life? And many times a person, if he digs deep down, there's something that he does. He doesn't understand why he's doing it. And really the reason for it is because deep down there's a midah. There's some type of characteristic trait that he has that's faulty. You know, Chas v'Shalom, a lot of diseases, lo aleinu, Rabbeinu, that are out there. They go into the body, they examine the diseases. A lot of times there's chromosomes, different problems that deep down in the DNA of a person that can bring about the disease. Sometimes, Rahman al-Sani, Pesach, all these types of things, the mixture of the chromosomes that they don't mix right, they create a certain type of gene that causes the disease. In Ruchni is that way also, because if somebody has this DNA, a bad needle, a certain type of needle, or a certain type of, it could be not Daphne Sobia, but that he, that everybody has certain meters inside them, but that meter is working very powerful. That koyach is working very powerful inside him, and sometimes it could be the source of all his decisions in life. He thinks he's making a very logical decision. Sounds logical to me. Of course it does. You know what it's coming from? Because I'm lazy. I'm like, I think I need to rest now. I had a very, very hard time. I went from my dorm room to the couch here, and back to the dorm room. It's a very tiring experience. I don't know if anybody did it. You go here, and you got to get up off your bed, go to the couch, and get off the couch, and back onto the bed. So the guy says, it's a tiring experience. So he said, you know, I have to rest a little bit more. Well, the guy says, you know, I get something in the morning. Well, you know, I want to learn good this morning. I want to get a geschmack in my learning. So they get up for Shachris. They get up for Shachris. I'm not going to be able to learn good today. My mind's not going to work so good. I went to bed, Baruch Hashem, very early in the morning. And the mice, because of that, I went to bed so early in the morning and the night. Because of that, my mind's a little bit tired. Baruch Hashem, I had a very, very big mitzvah last night. Baruch Hashem, it was the mitzvah, the first mitzvah in the Torah. I was ready, starting to get prepared for it. And Baruch Hashem, I want to get all the mitzvah. I started with the first mitzvah, so I went looking. And Baruch Hashem, I came. Now I'm, you know, not very tired. I'm exhausted. But I get up for Shachris. He says, but I love this. That's Chassid Shlomo Vayin. He wants to get up for Shachris. He turns over. Moshe Erba comes into the room. Come on, get up. He turns over to the other side. And this is why he's thinking, 1 second. I get up now. I come to the base. Daven Shachris. But I'm very tired. And it's been very hard for me to lift the spoon to eat breakfast. So I might as well sleep a little bit more and wake up 11 o'clock and then go for breakfast. The door is always open. We always get eggs. Maybe with the cleaner, we can share a nice batch of eggs. And maybe there'll be left over something in bed in the afternoon. But the mice is over. If I get up now, I'm not going to go to even though Ruchnis. He said, you know, if I get up now, I'm not going to learn good mornings. I want to go with a Bren today. I want to get excited in my learning. I want to have a real excitement. So you know what? I'll sleep longer. Now, deep down, it looks like he's coming from a real Gavoshmaka Svara, right? What's it coming from? It's coming from a Mida of gold, a four-letter word, which you don't like to say in this language, but L-A-Z-Y. It's nothing to do with this Cheshvan, that Cheshvan. It's a Mida. It's a Mida called, he has a Mida called laziness, of course. No one in this yeshiva has laziness, because we sleep all day. Laziness if you don't sleep. No, Cheshvan. But laziness, that's not a Mida of laziness. Laziness is voice. A person meet up laziness. A person has it sometimes. Mr. Shom writes this. It could make him decide every decision in life. And a lot of decisions he decides, it seems very logical, but you can convince yourself with that koyach of your meet up. With that meet up, you can convince yourself that it's all right. And the Maisa, talk to Mr. Shom. You know why? The Mismiraglev, the Nisim, Gedoy Le'Olam. We can't imagine who they were. But they made one of the most tragic mistakes in the history of the world. The decision to say bad about Eretz Yisrael, even though in their eyes it looked real. They saw these giants. They saw the land was different in their mind. They weren't lying. But there was a Mida that was playing on them. What Mida was that? The Mida of Kavod, of honor, says Mr. Shah. Because the Zohar says that they realized that if we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to lose our position as Nesiyim, as heads of tribe. So says the Sham, the same Shem, the Zohar. And therefore, in their mind, there was going to be a lack, they will lose. And again, they went to Tzadikim, Chas V'Shalom. But deep down, the Zohar says that what was really pushing, what was the help of that decision was this Nida that they're going to lose. They're going to be less covered. They might lose their position. And therefore, that pushed them to make a decision that was fatal and tragic in the history of Christ. The boy said, it's scary, such as Zahra boy said. We have to make decisions in life, boy said. Many decisions, boy said. Whether we should eat this rice or we shouldn't eat the rice, that's a small decision. But big decisions in life also, whether we should come back to learn another year, whether we should stay in learning, whether we should do this, we should do that. And a lot of times the decisions, not everybody has to do that with that, but again, a person, each individual has to make his own decision. And a lot of times those decisions, he thinks very logically that the decision's coming from a very good makoy. Of course, I have to make a parnasa, to make a living, to support my family. Is that what it's coming from? Or who knows what's waiting back for him in America? He doesn't care about the plan. He doesn't want to come back for another year because he has something waiting for him. what other language we could do the logo from a different. He has some jewels, some cleaning made for him. But he had, or a different reason. He grew up, he was very, money influences very much. He sees the green. And that really pushing him to make the decision. Is the decision coming from a real emes, a mokum, a real truth? Is that the best thing for you? Or maybe deep down, there's a certain midah. There's a certain thing that's pushing you that's not good. And that's going to be a tragic decision in life. Because you really could do more. You really could accomplish more. You really can become somebody better. But this problem, what's pushing you, is some meter that you have deep inside of you that's not letting you see the light. You're not going to see good. You're not going to see it in the truth. And therefore you won't make the right decision. So what do? How are you successful? The success is totally one thing. Siyata Ishmael. A person has to have heavenly assistance. No matter what a person wants to do in this world, no matter what, how you want to go in your ways in this world, whatever you want to do, whether it's in business, whether it's in learning, whether a person needs siyato dishmayo, you need heavenly assistance. You need help from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But there's a problem when a person uses a midah of gaiva, when a person is haughty. When a person, he pushes away HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's Mesalik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person, and therefore the Meraglim, in a certain way, they pushed out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas HaKovet took over, and what did it cause? HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them! No Siyata Dishmaya, there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't see properly the Baruch Hu. You think you're seeing good! You think you're seeing the MS! It's faulty looking! Your eyes are faulting you! Why? Because you're not seeing with the proper lens. There's no siyata dishmaya! There's no siyata dishmaya! You're not seeing properly! You're not seeing the reality! Because you don't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with you to be able to see properly. Tefillah, the koyach of tefillah. Koyach to daven. What is davening all about, Rabbi Isai? Bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our everyday life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Aleinu Sashon HaZois, Kashmirs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rifo'einu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Slach Lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enter into our lives. We want to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmaya. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu should be with us in every all areas of our life. That's what Tefillah is all about. Tefillah is about bringing the Kodesh Baruch Hu into our lives, connecting with Him, and realizing that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is controlling everything. And if the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you take the Kodesh Baruch Hu with you, that's what Tefillah is. To daven to Him and to take Him with you and to bring Him into your lives. Then your whole life can be different. The Koyah that you have, the Siyata Dishmaya that you have, is an under Siyata Dishmaya. You can take the world by the hands when you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu with you. Kodesh Baruch Hu is helping you. Kodesh Baruch Hu is by your side. You can change the course of history. Small people have done it. What was it telling you? The Kodesh Baruch Hu was with them. He had Siyata Dishmaya. Kalev went to bow, beg, cry! Kodesh Baruch Hu, give me Siyata Dishmaya! Let me be Zaycha to withstand this desire! It's a tragic ending! You know what the Chazal tell us? The terrible punishment that they got, the tongues came out, worms were coming out of it, going into and the tongues outstretching to their belly button. All the deaths that come out from great people of Yisrael. Why? They were lacking the Siyata Dishmaya. They didn't have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in their lives. And it's true. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life, they said, it's whoever's. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course they can't conquer these people. Without a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course they're not going to be successful. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a keilu, you pushed me out. You didn't trust in me. You didn't take me with you when you went to see the land. Of course, you to see the land out of Kodesh Baruch Hu? Of course they're giants. Of course, naturally, we shouldn't be able to be victorious over them and conquer these people. They're massive giants. The land is very difficult to conquer. That's without the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if you have Kodesh Baruch Hu in your life, so Kodesh says, Oloi Nale, we'll go off your Rashnu Oysa, even if you have to go off to the moon. Whenever we have to go, whenever we have to do in our lives, if Hashem goes there with us, it could be successful. And that's an unbelievable tool. We don't have to come on to anything else. Many of us are dejected. Our abilities. What can we accomplish in life? What can we do? We're not capable of this, we're not capable of that. It's all sheker, that's all maybe I'll be derech ha-teva without a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. But if you bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into your lives through the koyach of tefillah, we daven that Kodesh Baruch Hu, be with me. Stay with me. Help me. You ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to give you siyata d'shmaya. There is no stopping you. I repeat, there is no stopping you. Your ability, your koiches are atzum in noyra, Rabbi Sai. There was a yid called Shimshon. Everybody knows him. Heard of him. Shimshon, it says, a ruach elokim came on him, and he took the jawbone of a donkey, and he killed thousands and thousands of Philistim. And they came and they wondered, how is it child? There was a koyach in him, a koyach Hashem. I'm one man with nothing. He tore apart a lion. What's the child? It was a ruach Elokim, a spirit of Hashem in him. And when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is inside, has a spirit inside of him, there's no stopping you. You're unstoppable. A person doesn't understand that we have an unbelievable koyach in us. That we could change the world. Oloi Nale. So he called one talking to them. Oloi Nale. He's talking to us also. That we can go up and whatever we have to do. Things that are hard to move worlds. With Siyata D'Shmaya we can do it. This is the lesson of Parshas Shlach. If we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our lives. If we daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we cry our eyeballs out to him. For Siyata D'Shmaya Hashem. We beg you, help us. And we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and look to him, to the Siyata D'Shmaya. You'll see, Rabbi, in every step of your way, you'll have Hatzlacha. But if Chas V'Shalom, we try to take it on our own. If Chas V'Shalom, we try to do it on our own without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without the Siyata D'Shmaya. In our own way, in our own knowledge, our own decisions. Without coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without asking him, without beseeching him. And Chas V'Shalom, Rabbi, we're on our own. And look what happened to the Maran. This is the most scariest story in the Kamat in the whole Tanakh. We're not talking about push the people. We're talking about the Doilei Olam, Tzadikim. And they made the most tragic mistake. And here we are, Yanko Fefa Hapa, learning in some Shiva in Eretz Yisrael. And he just want to make a decision on his life, what to do this month, what to do in the summer, by himself. Without speaking to HaKadosh Baruch, without davening, without trying to sing a way to find out, maybe talk to his Rebbeim, what's the best thing, what's the best way. Tragic mistakes, so boys say, tragic. People have gone back and made decisions in their life, where are today? Where are they today? With overalls. Unstuffing toilets. Baruch Hashem, they have something on their head. A cap. Peter Pan's plumbing service. And his whole mishpacha, and who knows what's gone. Why? Because one decision he made. He decided to make the decision. When did he make the decision? I don't know. He was one Friday night. He was in Eretz Yisrael. He went to meet his friend. And they were on a bunch of sesame seeds. They decided what they're doing with their life. On a bunch of cracking open sesame seeds. They decided to become professional cracking open sesame seed dealers. Teaching people how to crack open the garinim shorim without having to open it up. Giving lessons, 10 easy lessons how to eat garinim shorim. They're going to go through their lives and make decisions in their lives, which could have unbelievable effect on their whole lives. And you're not going to beg for the Ziyad Nishmai, Rabbi. You guys going back now for Beit Hazman in the few next couple of weeks. Dum 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 dum. Yeah, going back, very nice. Puts on his nice blue shirt, not a yeshiva anymore. His Bermuda shorts, he's going back, getting on the plane. Not davening, not crying to Kadosh Baruch Hu to help him. Everything, what happens to him? Everything that he gained, everything that he acquired, now it's a swell. Gone, with the wind. Why? We didn't know Siyat Tishmaya. He decided on his own. He'll do this, he'll do that in the summer. He'll go here, he'll go there. You don't think he gets a horse planning a place beforehand? He takes the first plane. You're going LL, flight 278. On Tuesday night, Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, he's taking the plane before you, Rabbi Yisrael. He gets on the plane before you. He sets it all up. You know who you're going to sit next to every time. I don't want to embarrass anybody. He knows he has everything prepared. He has that movie that you were dying to see that all the Brachim were talking about. The Hamilton playing on the plane. And there he is with his sefer with the two holes in it, trying to be mechadish. Chidushim, he's the bishtag, he told his baby to have a sefer on the plane. Two shtag holes in the sefer. All do neck exercises. He's not going to look in front of him, but you can see all around him. And it's because there's four movies going around. They just want to watch one at one time. Watch all the neighbors' movies. Everybody knows how to peek through the seats. The surge, you get your nose out of the seat, it's been six, the plane is landing. You can't be there, that's not the landing position. Please get your nose out of the front, out of the seat in front of you. Sorry man, it's stuck. But then he gets off the plane and everything, oh, Baruch Hashem, summertime. Baruch Hashem, the Goyim know how to dress summertime. Everybody's, it's happy birthday for everybody. Baruch Hashem. Adam v'chava, before the chait. Some of them have it after the chait, but it was only a fig leaf, maybe. A fig leaf of your imagination. Coming off the plane. Well, Rebbe, I have a great job in the summer. I thought about it, it's such a great idea. I have a concession stand on the beach. I'm going to beach it. I'm going to Coney Island on a concession stand. Don't worry, I have good sunglasses. And there he is after the summer. Rebbe, you shmetted. Rebbe, what a terrible summer I had. You were right. You were right. I should have done Siyat Tishmaya. Well, you know what happened to me on the concession stand on the beach. I wasn't learning Mesilas Yesharim all day there. Baruch Hashem, I hope that I wasn't, you know, I didn't set the all-time record for Averis on the beach. A person has to daven for Ziyat Nishmaya, but he has to cry his eyeballs out. Baruch Hashem, I work so hard. I put so much effort. I put so much effort into this man. I'm going back now for 2 months, 6 weeks, and it's good. Sometimes I get a job, it's me busy. But Hashem, every morning I daven, help me. Al tashchein day nisayim, we daven every day. God, Hashem, save me. I shouldn't be involved. I shouldn't have some good friend call me. Come on, Shlomi, let's go for a road trip. Rachmana Litzlan, he comes back from that road trip, Rabbi Yisrael. Rachmana Litzlan, everything down the drain. Eyeballs, Rahman al-Islam, have been tumult torture he went through. He's going with his good friend, they're going up to the mountains. We're going away from everything, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not going to do any Baruch Hashem, we're not going to be anywhere, we're not going to some cabin, log cabin, away from everybody. And there his friend walks in with his Gewaldiger kit. It's called the movie kit. And there they are, Rabbi Yisrael, 6 days straight. Shabbos we take a break for, hopefully. And the Maisa, they have to peel the eyeballs off the screen. get a knife and peel it off the screen, as they say. 727 movies straight. The all-time record. He didn't stop. It was one after the next. Oh, should I have a new thing? They're going to say, you can mamish not stop looking at movies. It just keeps going on. You don't have to touch it. You press a button. 727 movies in one disc. He walked out of there, mamish, the first time he saw life in 6 days. And he walks out of his like torture. Mamish, his whole body, his whole mind is messed up. His whole thinking, his hopes in life, everything has become messed up now. Misbalbel. Why? He didn't have siyata dishmaya. He didn't daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't look for the MS. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu left him. And he left him to fall down to the window. A Paul Tamei person, Hashem doesn't push you. He doesn't give you siyata dishmaya to mess up. But he opens the door and says, here it is. You want it? Here it is. The scariest of things are going to happen. There's nothing worse than a person who makes an investment. He fills up a hole, he works hours, filling up a giant can. He wants to make pickles. And he's filling it up, and he's making the pickles, and then all of a sudden, he notices the water keeps going down and down. What happens? There's a little hole in the bottom of the keg. The water's seeping out all the time. He can't make his pickles. The worst feeling in the world is you invest, and you're staying, and you're growing, and you're moving forward, and you're accomplishing, and you're getting there, you finally doing it, and then, boom. One stupid mistake. One error in deciding where to go for a little small vacation in the summer. One small mistake of who to go with in the summer. One small mistake. Or what to look at in the summer. One small mistake. The police say it's around us in left and right, center, everywhere. You gotta cry your eyeballs out. You buy the shalom. Save me! Oh no, Hashem, we're gonna save you, Mr. Hashem. A few days from that Thursday we have a halal from Rosh Chodesh. Oh no, Hashem, Hoshia, no. Save me, Achadish Baruch. Save me from the shyness. Save me from the world out there that's trying to tear me away from who I could be. From my potential. They're trying to cut me down. They're trying to destroy me. They're trying to take me away from who I really want to be. Hashia no. But that's what Kalev David, Kalev man, Mishtateh, what's that? There shouldn't be a dry eye, Rabbi Yisrael, before you get on that plane, Rabbi Yisrael. There shouldn't be a dry eye, not because you're diving for the shidduch on the plane. There shouldn't be a dry eye because you're just diving, Rabbi Yisrael, save me, please. Let me be successful. Let me continue in the way I want to go, in the path I really want to go, Rabbi Yisrael, please. Be with me. Don't leave me, Hashem. Don't let me walk alone. Don't let me chas v'shalom fall. Help me, guide me, let me stay away from the pitfalls. You will come back after the summer, Baruch Hashem, feeling accomplished, I had my rest, I had my break, but I didn't get broken. I stayed on the path, I stayed strong. This is so important, this is the end. We're coming to the last couple of weeks, people are going back. The opportunities are going to be there to keep growing, or at least to stay strong, or to chas v'shalom fall. We need siyata dishmaya, and we need it in a large quantity of us. In everything we do in life, we need siyata. Everything we do in life. To daven before we do anything, because Baruch Hu helped me. But especially when a person's going through a minefield, and he has to walk through the minefield, and there's mines all around, and you get blown to smithereens, or Your fingers end up in one part and your nose in another part. You're blown up, mamish. Come off the plane after being as man. The Ruchni is thinking ambulance are coming down. This guy, mamish, his eyeballs. Doesn't have any more eyeballs left. This guy's his ear. Who knows what he was listening to? Who knows? The guy got him into some crazy music. Who knows what? His eardrums are mamish. They're torn apart, Ruchni is. This guy's brain has been so fried. Not from that stuff. just for the stuff that mamish, mamish like fried eggs, mamish sunny side up. And this guy, mamish, his legs, what was he running to? Comes out handicapped, Rahman's Rukhli's in the legs. This guy's arms, who knows what he was doing with his arms, blown up to smithereens. That's how he comes off the plane, we say. Why? No siyat nishma. The boy said, this canal comes to test. You don't ask for it, and hopefully won't have them. But the mitzias is, from the time you get into the plane, you're not in yeshiva anymore. You're not around the yeshiva, you're not around the ruchnias. The boy said, eitz toiva. Take with you tapes, shmuzin. Take your tapes of not dafka, our shmuzin, any shmuzin. Take with things of chizik. Look for dvarim shal chizik, whatever you can. Listen to dvarim chizik every night before you go to sleep. Take a shmuz, take a something. Listen to tapes. You need to have musa, you need to have. But the biggest eitz of them all, boy said, David. David, and don't stop David. Cry your oils out. Mishtateach, Cholid went, he spent hours by the Kivrei Avos. Moshe davened for Yoshua, because Tefillah is the antidote. Tefillah brings Hashem into our lives. Tefillah says we guide Hashem by our lives. Tefillah says that our success is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares our success. And how we'll be successful with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives, we can be unstoppable. Let's use the perk of Tefillah always to help us. Connect with Hashem, bring Hashem in our lives. Bizuchot to that siyata dishmaya. Or behaves Hashem. Bizuchot to be successful in everything we do, especially in this summer. And in all our lives, we take it with us, we daven, and to the koyach of that tefillah, Hashem will answer us. Bizuchot to humble the siyata dishmaya. Yenachas ruach to our parents and our families. Bizuchot to Mashiach, to Mashiach, to Kedem, and Mehrev.